Shivadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschachade Zitaharine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschachade Zitarine. Jayo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jayo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hey. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Hari Bo, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajaka Charya Stotara Sri Simad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sai Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Ki Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Puntananda Shri Dvaiti Gadadhar Shri Lasati Gaur Bhakti Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinashama Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavindam Ki Shri Mayapur Navadibdam Ki Ganga Mai Ki Juna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Maharani Ki Samaveda Bhakti Vrindaki Srinatai Gold, Premanandi, all glories of the assembled devotees, all glories of the assembled devotees, all glories of the assembled devotees. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. I'd like to thank Parvati Mataji for inviting me to speak this afternoon. And I would like to take the blessings of all my God brothers and God sisters and all the assembled Vaishnavas that I may say a few words of remembrance of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Many times we come to functions like this and we wish to hear the glorification of Srila Prabhupada. And people speak, and it basically becomes, you know, very nice, interesting anecdotes about individuals as they related to Srila Prabhupada under the particular circumstances. This evening I'll try as much as possible to keep myself out of it. And that won't be difficult to do because at that time and now, I was just a rank and file foot soldier in Srila Prabhupada's army. I wasn't one of the commanders. I wasn't one of the leaders. In about July of 1977, I came to Vrindavan to live. I'd never had the opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada directly. I joined in a temple in North America called Buffalo, New York. And after serving there for about a year and a half, I migrated up to Toronto, Canada. And I served in Canada for 5 years before coming to India. I was a cook, and oftentimes I say that my caste is that I'm a cook. Earlier when I lived here in Vrindavan, and we would cook like big feasts like Srila Prabhupada's Disappearance Day and other huge functions, and I would have to engage the local halawais or the local professional cooks in assisting during the preparation, they would always refer to me as Govinda Halawai. So that's my caste. I was the cook. In my old age, I'm a bit lazy now and I don't cook as much as I used to, although I should. So I came here as the cook in 77. Srila Prabhupada had gone to Rishikesh in May due to his ill health. And somewhere around the middle of May, he told his attendants who were with him in Rishikesh, "Now it is time to go to Vrindavan and die." Although I'm not exactly sure, I can't remember exactly the details. Probably His Holiness Srila Tamal Krishna Gosai Maharaj was Prabhupada's secretary. And they made arrangements to bring Prabhupada to Vrindavan. And when he reached Vrindavan, the Vrindavan devotees, they were very, very enthusiastic in their reception of Srila Prabhupada, but they didn't know actually what Prabhupada's intent was. He was feeling very bad due to the advance of his disease. He would have his crisis days. His health was going down more and more. I think it would be safe to say that in the last year of Srila Prabhupada's life, practically he didn't eat. He would drink some. I remember at one point when he was in Vrindavan, he was drinking something called Complan, Sometimes he would drink milk. Sometimes he would have some juice. But very infrequently, Prabhupada would have solid food. And the result of that is that everything on Srila Prabhupada's body was wasting away. He was practically just bone with some skin hanging from the bone. And there was no muscle and there was no flesh. But despite being in that very devastated material situation, Srila Prabhupada's consciousness was always perfect. He was always absolutely clear. He was always absolutely fixed on his goal of spreading the movement of Krishna consciousness, translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, and inspiring devotees throughout the world to carry on with his great mission of delivering the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Srila Prabhupada had received it from his spiritual master. So Prabhupada came in May, and it was a great shock in the Vrindavan community. And I believe at one point, GBC men from around the world, they came over here and they were gathered with Prabhupada. But by the time I had come, in July, Srila Prabhupada was having his up days. And many of the GBCs had been dispatched back to the West so that they could go back and inspire the devotees and carry on with the preaching work. One point, and at that time, Srila Prabhupada still had enough strength to sit up. I remember many times coming by Srila Prabhupada's garden and looking into Srila Prabhupada's room, and it wasn't just the one bed, which is like it is now, but it was a few of these beds that had big bolsters. And I could look in and I could see Srila Prabhupada sitting there. And he would be sitting and relating to the different devotees. At one point, an idea came to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada felt that if he really wished to become strong, and if he really wished to become healthy, then he would make one last tour of the Western countries, and he would go and he would preach and he would live in the association of all of his devotees in the West. I think he wanted to go to some of our farm communities. He said, I will go and I will drink the milk from our cows. I will preach. I will hear the reports of Sankirtan. And this will give me strength to live. So, when Prabhupada decided in this way, all of the different arrangements started being made for Srila Prabhupada actually to travel to the West again. And Srila Prabhupada did leave Vrindavan. I'm bad with dates. Somebody can correct me. But it was approximately August 28th of 1977, that Srila Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan to go on his Western preaching tour. It was a significant day. It was either Srila Goswami's appearance day or disappearance day. I was the cook. I would go to Mongol Artik, and then I would go into the kitchen, cook the breakfast, cook the lunch, and at that time, everything in the kitchen that we cooked, we offered that to Krishna and Balaram on the altar, come back, cook the chapatis, serve the prasad, clean the kitchen, and then in the evening, this kirtan party was going out. Now, the kirtan party was going to Radha Damodar temple for a program. And I remember it was particularly significant because my senior godbrother,
who's the sannyasi who from Australia, Madhu?
My senior godbrother, Madhuvisa Prabhu, was there. Madhuvisa Prabhu was one of Srila Prabhupada's earliest own disciples from the West Coast in America. And anyone who has met Madhuvisa Prabhu, you have the experience of what an attractive person he is and what a charming person he is and a very charismatic person. And I'd met him in Toronto when he came preaching one time, and I remember him dancing and dancing and dancing in the temple room as he was leading kirtan. But at one point, Madhuvisa Prabhu, he became entangled in the web of the material energy, and he left his sannyas ashram. And he was feeling very bad about that. And at that time, he'd been away. But Srila Satsarup Goswami Maharaj brought Madhuvisa Prabhu to Vrindavan. And he had his reunion with Srila Prabhupada. So that evening when the kirtan was going down to Radha Damodar temple, they asked me to sing the kirtan. But I said, oh no. And I turned to Madhuvisa Prabhu and I said, Prabhu, you please sing. So through the streets, down by Bunky Bihari, going down to Radha Damodar, Madhuvisa Prabhu was leading such a beautiful kirtan and we were all chanting and dancing. Then we came to Radha Damodar temple and there was a function just in the courtyard of the temple. Basically, it was a kirtan function. And I can recall there was a big asana established there. And there were so many old saints of Braja who were sitting there. And kirtan was going, and a lot of the old saints were sitting there, and they were just chanting on their beads. We came in, we sat down, we began participating. I saw this big asana, and I was thinking, who is going to sit on that seat? I was thinking, what acharya will come in and sit on that seat? And what happened is there was an individual who was apparently an eminent Babaji of Vrindavan at that not time. His name was Kishori Lal Baba. He came in and everybody was waiting for him. But when he came in, he didn't sit on the seat. But what he did is he just began offering his humble obeisances to each and every of the Vaishnavas who were there, including the devotees from ISKCON. And then what he did is he took the Bhagavatam and he placed the Bhagavatam on the big seat. And then the function continued. So then I took Madhuvisa Prabhu aside. And I said, Prabhu, do you mind me asking you a question? And he said, no, not at all. And I said, you went away. But now you've come back and you met Srila Prabhupada. What did Srila Prabhupada say when he met you? And he looked at me and he said, Srila Prabhupada told me that it doesn't matter what condition in life you're in, but you should be in a situation where you're strong and your senses are strongly engaged in Krishna consciousness and your mind is strongly engaged in Krishna's devotional service. He said, so welcome back and please stay with me forever. And that was the message that Prabhupada gave. So then we were going back to the temple. At that time in Vrindavan, the only place where one could buy flower garlands was at Bunky Bihari Bazaar, outside of the Bunky Bihari Temple. Out here, ISKCON was sort of, you know, it was far away from the city. And people were sort of scared to come out here in the evening time. And there was none of this complex around, and there was no construction anywhere. Basically, from ISKCON, if you looked out, you would just see Lala Babu's Mandir on the way to Mathura. It was just empty fields over there. So I stopped and I bought many flower garlands. I think I took 50 rupees with me. And back then, 50 rupees was a lot of money. And I bought big stacks of flower garlands. And we came back and we sat outside of Srila Prabhupada's room waiting for that fateful moment when His Divine Grace would be leaving Vrindavan for His last tour. And Srila Prabhupada came out about, gosh, maybe about 12:30 in the evening to go for preaching. They carried Srila Prabhupada out of his room on his rocking chair. I don't think they had a palanquin yet, but they carried him on his rocking chair. And I remember all the devotees that I'd passed out these garlands to. We went up and we started putting garlands on Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada had on, it was in the evening, but Prabhupada's eyes were becoming so affected by light that in the evening Srila Prabhupada had sunglasses on. I think Guru Kripa Prabhu had given those sunglasses to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada came out. And he was just looking like a regal king who was again going out to conquer the world. And we all put garlands on Prabhupada. And we all bowed down to Srila Prabhupada. And the rocking chair, they carried Prabhupada up to the front of the temple. And kirtan was going. And Srila Prabhupada got inside of, I think it was a Mercedes-Benz, to go on his last preaching tour. He was determined to go and preach. Srila Prabhupada was so weak he couldn't sit in the back of that car. They had a bed made. And Srila Prabhupada had to lay down on the bed because he was so weak. But this was the determined spirit that he had to serve the order of his spiritual master and to serve the Vaishnavas of ISKCON. He got in his car, and there was really nothing outside there. Just a dirt road that had lots of holes in it, filled with rainwater. And Srila Prabhupada just rode into the night, and we all fell down on the ground, and we were all crying, because we were thinking, we'll never see him alive again. Srila Prabhupada made it as far as London. When he got to London, his health really started spiraling down. And I'm not sure how long he stayed in London, but the decision was made that he would again return to India. And when he returned to India, he flew to Bombay. At that time, Srila Prabhupada's quarters, his new quarters, which we see now when we go to Bombay Juhu, those quarters were not finished, but Srila Prabhupada was very adamant, I want to stay in my quarters. I think that maybe it was just concrete floor. Perhaps stone was not even put down yet, or perhaps windows were not even put in yet. He was there on a bed with mosquito nets. They served
the windows were in and the stone was down there, but his room wasn't finished.
Okay.
We spent the whole night putting covers on the cushions and everything.
Okay.
Waiting for him to come.
So Prabhupada came to Bombay.
He stayed in the servants' quarters because that room was finished.
Okay. That was in April. He came back in when? Pardon me? In September. Okay. All right. So Srila Prabhupada stayed there. And his health situation was not good. And we devotees in Vrindavan, we were always wondering, what is the situation of Srila Prabhupada? What is the situation? And we heard that, you know, everybody was sort of, people had their interests. Like Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj and Bhavananda Prabhu, they were saying, come to Mayapur. And others were saying, stay in Bombay. Stay here and, you know, inspire us. We will get the temple finished. We'll get the temple open before you'll go. One of my nice god brothers named Kuladri Prabhu from America, he was there. And he told me how basically, every day, the big devotees, they would come and they would be with Prabhupada and they would be discussing the different variants. And some would be saying, go to Mayapur. Some would be saying, stay in Mumbai. And Kuladri Prabhu, he told me that one day he became very bold and he said something. And he said, and Prabhupada, when these discussions would be going on, Prabhupada would be simply laying there silent and listening to the discussions. And one day Kuladri Prabhu said he took courage and he spoke. And he said, if Srila Prabhupada has come back to India to give up his body, then the best place for Srila Prabhupada to be would be to go to Vrindavan. And he said that when he said that, Prabhupada said, yes, this is a first-class idea. So at that time, the arrangements were made to transport Prabhupada from Mumbai to Vrindavan. Harishwari Prabhu, what day did they arrive in Vrindavan? Why don't you come up here, Harishwari Prabhu? Somebody arrange a microphone. Somebody help Harishwari Prabhu get his chair over here and get him a microphone because he knows all. He was servant of Srila Prabhupada. Bring his chair, please. Some brahmachari, bring his chair over here. put chair up here. No, it's not my show, it's Prabhupada's show. I never did service for Prabhupada.
Sorry, sorry for
being Sir Prabhupada for years.
Hare Krishna.